Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Welcome. We are broadcasting from the IoT Solutions World Congress. It's a mouthful, isn't it there?
It is.
Yeah, so I'm going to continue to power on through. That's IoT Solutions World Congress, and that's brought to you by those wonderful people in Industrial Internet Consortium. And you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, I want to get involved. I want to know a little bit more about IoT. I want to know IIT, AI. I want to know all about the technology that is going to change my world and make it a better place. Well, you need to go out to iiconsortium.org, and they've got information out there available for you to download and find out more. That's iiconsortium, you can spell consortium.org. Find out more. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Christian Renaud. Did I get that one?
You pronounced it great.
Did I?
Yeah.
It has a D in the end.
It does.
Renaud.
I get that a lot.
He's vice president.
You can call me Christina.
He's a bigwig at 451 Research. He's the Vice President of Research of Internet of Things. That's IoT. You're not in the industrial Internet of Things, are you?
That is part of the remit, yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's got to be on your card. It's not on your card there,
all
Christian.
Right. All right.
All right. Let's get this going. He's a Stanford fan. Anybody that follows college ball, that's a rough time to be a Stanford fan.
Nice.
But as an LSU fan...
Is it that time already?
It is all that time. Let's wrap it up.
All right.
The interview's over.
Pleasure.
Boop, boop, boop. All right. Enough with that. Anyway, having a good conference?
Yeah, it's been busy since I think we got in today. It's been briefing and briefing and briefing. And
but you just flew in?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then I made a special appearance on a panel for...
Because you're a special guy.
About blockchain. So... And then we have a smart buildings and a smart cities panel the next couple days.
Yeah, but you're not blockchain person. That's
Chilla.
That's Chilla.
Yep, I sat on her panel for her to talk about the IoT ramifications.
Oh, okay, very good, man. I like that. All right. So, get a little background on who you are and why you're special. How long have you been with 451?
It's all right.
Fahrenheit 451. Fahrenheit 451.
About 6.5 years now. Before that, I ran a number of startups. I was an angel in venture capital. Worked at Cisco, ran their incubator group for a number of years. I've run, I don't know, half a dozen startups.
So you're a pretty smart guy.
No, not really.
When you throw an incubator, you know you're a smart guy.
Ooh.
All right. So you're here. You're talking. So tell us a little bit about IoT is everything. If I had a nickel every time somebody said IoT, IIoT, AI, and all that stuff, especially here in this particular conference, what does 451 provide from that perspective? Everybody's talking about it. It's all here. Maybe it doesn't get down to the masses where it needs to be, but right here, everybody's talking about it. So what does that mean?
So IoT was sort of a victim of its early hype. And everybody, the hyperbole, and somebody sitting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal saying it's a $50 trillion market. That doesn't help anybody do anything. Other analyst firms. Yeah, it doesn't, because that's not actionable information, is it? I mean, you really can't make decisions. You can't buy a company or build a product or go to market.
Sure.
With a $50 trillion market opportunity BS number. So
It is.
So what we do, how we approach it, is we deconstruct it into its component parts. We have a team of people, including an industrial IoT lead, since you gave me a hell about that.
Because it's not on your card. I hear just an internet. Don't start.
It doesn't exist. Absolutely.
Swim in your lane, baby. Swim in your lane.
So we have an analyst team that focuses technology by technology, vertical by vertical.
Right.
We have 16 different survey products. We have market sizing. We have M&A coverage. To get a 360 around this space in something that you could say, look, I make industrial servers, and I really like these markets. What's the opportunity look like? What are people prioritizing? What's the budget look like? Who are the decision makers? That sort of actionable data is where we live. Somebody else can be on the front page of the Wall Street Journal with that $50 trillion number. Actually, I've always said, if you ever see me on the front page of the Wall Street Journal with some whopper number, that means I've been kidnapped and you need to send the FBI out. That's my cry for help.
That's good comedy here at the IoT conference.
And that's it. That's all I got. That's my one for the year.
He's here till Friday.
Now you know why I'm
Check him out.
Now you know why I'm a research vice president.
But, okay, so just for clarity, because you guys are researching the IoT and the rest of it. Let's just call it IoT, guys. And what are you providing insight for? What are you researching?
So we do a few things. So let's say Johan, who's walking around here, one of my colleagues, one of my newest analysts.
Okay.
He is an energy analyst for IoT, and it's really looking at oil and gas, the electric grid. How are IoT technologies fundamentally transforming those industries?
Right.
What new applications are enabled? What cost efficiencies can you gain? Those sorts of things. Okay. So the practical application of these technologies. And that's different because IoT, as you said, is everything and nothing. You could take everything we call IoT and just about fit it in the Grand
Canyon. If it's not solving a problem, it's got to solve a problem. I mean, it's all fine and
dandy.
It's
either making somebody money or saving somebody money, enabling some new way to engage with your clients. So we're looking at that vertical by vertical, sub-use case by sub-use case, quantifying it, and going out doing surveys, talking to those people. Hey, analysts are smart, but the analyst isn't going to sell his house and buy the product. So let's go talk to a few thousand enterprises that are doing this and say, why are you doing this? Who's in charge of the check? Who's at the table making the decision?
But you're trying to get down to the why.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the why and the how and the what.
In a way that, because, okay, so IoT, fantastic, wonderful, but it's not, you can't deploy the same way that you deployed in oil and gas that you might maybe deploy it in retail.
Healthcare.
Deploy it in healthcare and transportation and so on.
Apples, oranges, and kumquats.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, because I've had a number of conversations, and that's a big deal.
You just
can't generically apply it.
No, I mean, there are some use cases like video analytics and things like that.
Don't worry about it. I'm distracting them out
no,
there because
right.
I want to make sure that you already gave me.
Oh, I gave you one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
transacting business cards now.
There are use cases or there are tools and components that do straddle multiple verticals. So video analytics,
fine.
Semiconductor, manufacturer, quality assurance, or footfall tracking here at the IoT Solutions World Congress, or public safety, smart cities. Okay, there's video as a sensor can be used across multiple things, but it's being used differently in each of those. It needs to be approached differently, even though it's fundamentally the same technology being applied in three different contexts. Same thing with track and trace and assets. You know, is it a portable MRI machine or not, or X-ray
right,
machine
right,
in a hospital, or is it a semi-truck? You know, so
you don't want to lose that.
No, well, and you'd be surprised how many things, rail cars sitting on sidings.
I know.
And they don't know where the hell they are.
They don't know where they're at.
So I talked to a guy who ran a hospital network, and he, on the East Coast of the United States, and he said, we have about 1,500 wheelchairs for the size hospital network that we are. He goes, and I said, really, but what's the utilization rate? He goes, honestly, we need about 500, but we can never find the damn things, so we have 1,500.
No way.
And I said, how much do they cost? Because I've got this asset tracking technology that I can point you at.
Plug-and-play type thing. Just stick it on there. You're good to
slap
go.
Slap it underneath the thing. And so there's a million of those sorts of, we can wring a lot of efficiencies out of a lot of existing industries, save people a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, and if that's the...
Because there's just... They built a business based off of a level of inefficiencies just because,
That's all they
instead
had to work
of, you know, I have one cable, I'll buy five cables because I know I'll lose four cables.
Because I can never find the darn things.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, so if you take those inefficiencies out, we got immediate gains right there.
Yeah,
And then, for example, I talked with a blood management company. And these are guys... Yeah.
See?
Okay.
That's cool.
These are guys who have refrigerators sitting in surgical theaters. And they, you know, you're on the table, they need to pull your blood type, put it into you. They also own donor centers. So what they did was they actually went back and said, what do we actually do? We're providing blood as a service. And they run it like a supply chain business now.
Huh.
And they go, here's, it's just like you picked up a six-pack of Bud Light off the shelf, and now the guy back at the beer distributor's got to send it back out.
Blink.
They're doing this, and instead they're sending Maureen a text message saying, hey, you've got a rare blood type. We've got a spike in demand because of this train wreck. Can we make an appointment for you at the donor center? And so it's supply chain optimization, but it's supply chain optimization not for Budweiser.
Right.
It's a supply chain optimization for blood.
See, and what always fascinated me about the conversations I've had with many of the people is if you're not in the game, you're in the game, you're seeing this, you're talking, you're walking the walk, talking the talk, and all of that good stuff. But the majority of us, if you're not even in the game, you don't even know that could take place.
Well,
you just don't know what you don't know until you have this conversation with a bigwig like you,
no,
vice
no.
president of research at it.
Thanks a lot. My ego knows no bounds. No, but I mean, it used to be you'd go to like a Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
And people would be like, ooh, here's this microphone, and it's a connected microphone.
That's
so
right.
It's an extra couple $100. And you're like, great, what the hell do I need a connected microphone
right.
for? Now if you go to CES, everything's connected. Everything's got a business model that's based on an outcome. So I'm selling you, I'm not selling you a sprinkler box, control box. I'm selling you a system that's going to talk to the weather and it's going to know what your saturation is of the water in your lawn. And you're going to water less and you're going to have half the water bill. And now all of a sudden, you've got a reason for IoT.
See, so long ago, I was doing a project in fact, Iowa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
Okay. Yeah, I was. No, it wasn't Iowa. I'm sorry. I just sort of teased you on that. It was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
And they were talking about water management, right? Yeah. And being able to manage that water in a proper way. And you look out at these fields, and you can see that's getting watered real well, but over here is not. And there's this, but it's through the use of IoT. Right?
Precision agriculture, moisture sensors. You know, they're using drones with thermal cameras to identify pests.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
So with that said, it's a great segue into the future. Let's talk about the future. Where do you see it going? I mean, for me, it's exciting. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But where do you see it going? I mean, it's never going to stop. You're going to retire, and you're going to be the bigwig. Maybe.
I'm going to retire, and all this will still be going on.
It will be.
The difference here is, for example, we both lived through lots of technology inflection points.
Yeah.
And I think about something easy, like, or now trivially easy in retrospect, like voice over IP. And it was, hey, we're going to rip out all the PBXs, all the private branches
that
we have, and we're going to put phones on the data network. And everybody went,
whoa.
Heresy. But 15, 20 years later, and that's almost 100% of the phones now, because the PBXs had a 10-year depreciation cycle.
Right.
Okay, the piece of factory equipment that's been in the center of your factory since before World War II is not going to be ripped and replaced for something with an Ethernet jack on
it. Right.
It's going to be there for another 50 years.
Yeah.
So what are we going to be doing is the new things coming off will get connectivity. They'll get as an outcome service models or sales models. And that will happen across all industries because of these efficiencies. I'm going to make you money. I'm going to save you money, preferably both. But all the legacy infrastructure that we are walking and sitting in and so forth isn't necessarily going to be ripped and replaced overnight. So it's going to be decades until all this eventually fully depreciates or falls apart and needs to be rebuilt.
Hopefully
with new connected stuff.
Yeah, hair implants will be a better thing.
I can only hope.
Oh, give me a break. He has hair. If you're on a video, he has plenty
of
hair.
Not much. I have an 8 head. You can see my 8 head on the video.
Yeah. You can see the gloss on my head. So, all right. His name is Christian Renaud. And that's spelled R-E-N-A-U-D. Hey, are you active there on LinkedIn?
I am. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter, yeah.
Is there a lot of Christian Renaud that are Vice President of Research of Internet of Things? Don't find the guy that's Industrial Internet of Things, because that's not him.
There's a Canadian model. That's just me when I was younger.
Reach out to him. He knows what he's talking about. That's an incredible story. That is Christian Renaud. And once again, we're broadcasting from the IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona, Spain. Love paella. I love what's going on here. And it's brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. Once again, you need to find out more about this IoT world we're living in, the future, AI, machine learning, blockchain. Anything else I'm missing?
No, that's pretty good.
Is that pretty good? Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. This stuff's free. That's amazing. You can't. There's no friction on not getting that information, period. That's it. And thank you very much. Once again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, and change the world. How's that?
That sounds great.
That's
very inspirational.
I'm going to conquer the world now. Thank you guys for listening. We have another great interview right your way. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.